Welcome back to this edition of Aging with Grace 55 Plus. I'm your host, Dale Josie. And as we look at state legislatures across the country, senators and representatives are looking at bills and looking at continuing funding resolutions. And here in Kentucky, we are certainly not an exception to the rule, because our new volunteer president, state president of AARP, Gary Atkins, has returned to Aging with Grace 55 Plus. Gary is no stranger to us, and so we're very grateful he's taken time to visit with us again. Gary, welcome back to Aging with Grace 55 Plus. How are you, sir?
Good. Pleasure to be here with you, Dale.
Well, it's so good to have you with us, too. And you've been traveling. Not only we're going to talk about Kentucky in a minute, but you and your new capacity as volunteer state president, you just returned from Washington, D.C. Tell us a little bit about that, my friend.
Yes, I was there with various other state presidents and district or Kentucky directors for mm-hmm. AARP in each of the states. Mm-hmm. And we were at a training session about digital transformation. AARP is doing a digital transformation mm-hmm. to try to make things more easier for our members and the public to use our information. Mm-hmm. In addition to the mail outs that we do, mm-hmm. we're also trying to do a lot more in the digital arena.
Yeah.
So we are getting ready for those folks that are in their 30s, 40s, early 50s, who are very comfortable with digital right. media.
Well, that's good to hear. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the digital media in just a minute. It reminds me of someone I saw the other day, and God bless her heart, she was 85 years old. And we have in our community, we have newsletters, and we said we're putting those now online on the internet. And we encouraged her to go look at those. And Gary, she said, "I don't like this internet. It's just too much for me. It's just a fad." Well, I'm not sure. We know it's not a fad, but I am impressed that you guys, with the federal issue of affordable connectivity program, you were kind of talking about that. Kind of give us an update on, finish your thought on that, because I just want to interject that, because there are still seniors who don't get it. Yes, sir. And thankfully, it's a small percentage.
Right. Right now, we have what is called the Congressional Affordability Connectivity Program. Mm-hmm. And it's about $30 a month, I believe, that we are getting right now mm-hmm. that will reduce our cable internet connectivity fee. Right now that we're getting that, if Congress doesn't do anything by April, we will lose that. Yeah. So we on the state level, we on the federal level with AARP is contacting Congress mm-hmm. to ask them to continue to fund that mm-hmm. Because it is going to greatly, greatly impact upon citizens and especially senior citizens because of the number of folks that are, excuse me.
Sure.
Because right now there's over 447,000 Kentucky families that have access to
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
And of those Kentuckians that are enrolled, about 195,000, 44% are over the age of 50.
Would you so not agree? Go ahead, finish your thought.
It would do a great impact on us if that is not available to us yeah. in the continuing.
Well, you know what? I mean, we have to guarantee access to high-speed internet, and it's not a luxury, right? It's a necessity.
It is.
And so for those over 50, you know, you guys are fighting the good fight for three common-sense solutions to help them navigate the digital divide, this being one of them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So without it, folks are going to be left behind, not only in terms of research, in terms of resources, I should say, but also community connectivity. So,
many things going on in our communities
yes.
that are digital that you can take part in. Mm-hmm. Here in Kentucky, we have exercise programs that are available through AARP. You can get online with it, and you can exercise or learn about different other things.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the medical community has internet access, and you can have a doctor's appointment with a healthcare provider.
Yeah, telehealth is very popular
Yes,
right now. Yes,
it is.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so the question is, you know, with this generation, Gary, what have you seen? What have you heard? What are some successful solutions, if you will, to get people, especially seniors, to embrace using the internet as a resource versus the story I just shared with you from someone who said it's just a fad. I don't want anything to do with it. Because some seniors feel, I don't know if it's justifiable or not, but some people are afraid of it.
Well, and there is a fear factor to it because to some extent it makes you more eligible, I guess, to be scammed by folks that try to take advantage of you. But there are programs with AARP and with other community activities across Kentucky that can help folks learn how to navigate.
I like that. I like that. And I think on that part, there's actually an event coming up, Protecting Your Personal Information Online,
That's correct.
Which is April 3rd, I guess, 11 a.m. to 12 noon. That's something that you're referencing to make people more comfortable. Tell us a little bit about that, Gary.
Well, it's a virtual program where you can learn about the ins and outs about how to protect your personal information online. It's available through aarp.org/near me.
Mm-hmm.
And it's called Protecting Your Personal Information Online. It's a part of a Senior Planet, which is an organization that AARP works with, but we'll be covering tips on staying safe in cyberspace, how to create strong passwords, managing spam, how to recognize email and text scams,
mm-hmm.
and when it's okay or not to share your personal information. So it's good information. It's easy information, and it's a way for folks to learn about that.
I really
And
like that.
They can register at aarp.org/near me.
Real easy. We're going to revisit that again towards the end for in case anyone missed that, because that's very important for people. One thing that reduces fear is having information. And the more information you can get, and also how to use this new technology to your advantage to stay connected to the community and to others, and also get resources in terms of staying healthy as well. Let's shift for a minute, Gary. I want to talk a little bit about the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, also called SNAP. That's also part of your legislative agenda for this year. What's your engagement there, sir, in terms of AARP Kentucky?
Well, one of the things that we have done is that there's a House Bill 367 that we have serious concerns over because it's going to be changing the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. A lot of folks refer to it as SNAP. It's more commonly known as food stamps.
Okay.
We believe that no one in the country should have to go hungry.
Mm-hmm.
Access to an adequate, nutritious diet is foundational to maintaining health, dignity, quality of life, and the independence as people age.
Well said.
And basically what this bill is doing is reducing the eligibility for this program, and it's going to knock a lot of people off of it.
Mm-hmm.
And we've sent an open letter to the committee. Our executive director, Troy Bouchard, he sent that back on February the 29th. This bill has gotten a number of opposition calls and visits and contact with the legislators. Right now it's just sitting, but they could start moving it at any time. So it's very important to, I think, citizens in Kentucky to be able to have access to it, because food insecurity is prevalent
mm-hmm.
among age 50 to 59, and it could be long-term or episodic.
Well, you know, I first of all, can't wrap my head around food insecurity in America in the 21st century. I don't understand that. I don't understand why we have hungry children. I don't understand why we have hungry seniors, both of which grieve me as they do you. And also the heart of, again, of Troy Broussard, who's the new executive director of AARP Kentucky, because in his letter, as you alluded to, Gary, he says that the SNAP, or the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, is a lifeline to millions of older adults at risk for food insecurity. Not hundreds, not thousands. If this bill does not pass, it's at risk, putting a risk to millions of older Kentuckians. Put that in perspective.
It's difficult. It's difficult to, I really can't understand the concept behind this. Granted, it would reduce some cost to the state, perhaps, but to starve people, if that's the case, to make folks have to decide, well, I can't, don't have this food available to me. Am I going to not get my prescriptions filled so I can buy some food? It's a stretch.
Yeah, and you alluded to the costs, and you're spot on, Gary. And for our listeners, I trust you're enjoying the interview as much as I have with the new state volunteer director, President Gary Atkins of AARP Kentucky, who's returned to talk to discuss some of the legislative issues that AARP is working on here in the Commonwealth of Kentucky. But Gary, you alluded to the economic costs, because you're talking about fewer hospital visits, emergency room visits, all of which are data driven and supported. So I guess I don't understand the opposition. What was the most common opposition that you saw or heard, maybe even during your testimony before several select committees in Frankfurt, which is our state capital?
Well, there's only been one committee that I've testified to this time. It's been about 25 years since I last testified at a legislative hearing, but the hearing that I testified to was the Senate Banking and Insurance Committee, and it was dealing with House Bill 88 relating to prohibition of unfair service agreements. And I testified in that hearing because we have several real estate companies that have been using a predatory business model to target seniors and financially insecure homeowners. They'll cold call people, even if you're a no-call registry. They want to offer cash payments less than $1,000 to homeowners in exchange for agreeing to exclusively utilize that company's services to list their property at any time for the next 40 years.
40 years.
Yes, the property owner signs it. They basically say it's binding on the homeowner and any heirs that they may have, and it complicates the ability of the homeowner to refinance,
Of course.
to get home equity loans, to transfer their property, to do any of those sort of things. Property owners could terminate the agreement early, but they'd have to pay a penalty equal to 3% of the market value. Now, the company got to decide what the home's property value is. So they get to decide how much they're going to pay, basically. And as a lawyer and a former felony prosecutor, it really made my blood boil that these unconscionable contracts were being used to legally defraud consumers and homeowners. The committee was very receptive, and they were going to make and stay in the bill as they sent it over back over to the House.
Wow. Those are things that do make your blood boil, and we're very
Oh, it does.
grateful for AARP Kentucky to be in the forefront. You know, you've got some good people there with you, We already mentioned Troy Broussard, the new executive director, and Troy's background is ex-military, so I know he's serious about boots on the ground, and that's what you've done, Gary, is boots on the ground in Frankfurt before these committees, before the, I'm sorry, meeting with legislators and senators.
Right.
In
Yeah,
conclusion.
both Troy and myself are veterans, and back the end of February, I was in Ashland, Kentucky, at a Kentucky Department of Veterans Affairs event, where we had some tabling set up and provided information for fraud and other things, caregiving for veterans, so that they would have that or their families could have that information. So just a variety of things that we continue to do in working with our veterans.
Well, I would suspect then, with your military background, this is almost like a campaign, if you will. You guys are serious about it. You're in for the long haul in terms of connectivity bill that we just talked about, and also with the threat to SNAP benefits, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. As we conclude, Gary, two questions for you, my friend, real briefly. One is circle back around to the promotion again on the upcoming seminar, Protecting Your Personal Information Online, please.
Right, that's being sponsored by AARP Kentucky. You can sign up for it at aarp.org/near NEARME. And it's basically an online virtual presentation about how to protect your personal information. We'll cover lots of tips and information for folks so that they can be more comfortable in using the internet and making sure that their personal information is protected.
And I think that's on April 3rd, 11 a.m. to
It
12
is.
noon. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Online. Excellent. And then, sir, real quick in 30 seconds, what was your t biggest takeaway from your meetings on the Hill here in Frankfurt in terms of with state legislators and senators, representatives, I should say, and senators? Was there any overarching takeaway or impression you'd like to share with AARP Kentucky?
I think that I found the legislators, both in the House and the Senate, receptive to hearing from AARP. When I was there with a probably it was over 100 people from AARP from all over the state, that we were meeting with legislators and senators in the House and the House of Representatives and the Senate. Everybody seemed to be receptive to us. They listened to us. They agreed with the majority of the information that we had, and they were friendly. It's always good to have a friendly face.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. A friendly face with a willing ear.
Yeah,
And
that's right.
part of preparing those willing ears and those friendly faces, not only as elected officials, but also as members of AARP, is a fine job that Scott Wegeness, who's your communications manager, does as part of that team, that executive team, including your new executive director. And so, with that said, Gary, thank you so much. Carry on the good fight with the new president, executive director of AARP, Troy Broussard. Carry on the good fight with your communications manager and your passion, your clear passion, not only in addition to Scott's, but also your clear passion, sir, for serving Kentuckians over age 50. We'll see you next time.
Take care.
Bye
Good
bye,
talking
Gary.
to you, Dale.
Always a pleasure, Gary. Thank you. As we conclude this episode of Aging with Grace 55 Plus, I always like to leave you guys with a little piece of trivia as we close our broadcast out. The trivia for today is as follows. Contrary to popular belief, a tomato is considered a vegetable, where actually, did you know this? It's actually a fruit. So, with that said, which of the following items are also considered vegetables, but point in fact are also fruit? Is it drum roll? Number one, cucumber. Number two, broccoli. Number three, zucchini. Or number four, squash. So while you consider and noodling through that little piece of trivia, I want to say thank you so much to my guests for this hour. It's been Gary Atkins, who's the new state president, volunteer president for AARP Kentucky, and also to Scott Wagoness, the communications manager for the same organization. Without Scott's help in making this podcast a reality, we just would not be here. So many thanks to you, Scott. I appreciate you, buddy. And in addition to support from Kentucky AARP, or AARP Kentucky, I should say, also many thanks to DPLFP.com, committed to helping seniors preserve their revenue stream in retirement. For more information, please visit DPLFP.com. So, to answer our trivia for the day, which of the following four items are thought of as vegetables but are actually fruit? Is it zucchinis? Is it cucumbers? Is it squash? Or is it a turnip? It is cucumbers. Because they're scientifically classified as fruits, they belong to the same plant family, get this, as watermelons, pumpkins, zucchini, and squash. Now you have a piece of trivia to go with you till next time you watch Aging with Grace 55 Plus, which can also be seen on my website, awg55.com, or on our YouTube channel, again, Aging with Grace 55 Plus. In conclusion, I want to leave you with the final words from James B. Clear, author of Atomic Habits. James Clear writes, "Good habits make time your ally. Bad habits make time your enemy." So until next time, this has been Dale Josie, host of Aging with Grace 55 Plus. Bye for now. Please visit my website, awg55.com, to listen to past episodes of Aging with Grace 55 Plus, including purchasing a deck of 35 oversized playing cards for deeper, more meaningful conversations with the seniors in your life or community.